say what it was that you guys saw or what, why you felt Niles is just necessary for this list?
Well, you know, from Cole's standpoint, you know, with kind of the tenderness that he was feeling, the soreness, it's diagnosed as tendonitis. You know, that as opposed to, you know, pushing through that and maybe doing more, you know, I don't want to use the word, the right word's not damage, but just causing more long-term soreness. I think we all made the decision that it's in Cole's best interest for the long term to kind of just back off and give it you know, a good amount of time to rest and recover.
So he's not throwing right now. He won't be throwing for a while. What looks like the plan at this point?
No, I think. Because it's a tendonitis issue, I think, you know, there was a few days off, and I think he'll start back throwing. So, you know, he could return to his spot the day he comes off.
Obviously, you guys got to see Logan in a relief role early on. What did you see from him in that outing and just kind of going into this first start? Maybe you stuck out to you.
Yeah, I think, you know, got his first win in that relief role. One thing that I can reflect on from that outing was his fastball seemed to have some deception. He got some swing and miss from some right-handed hitters. So, you know, the important thing for Zach tonight is to be in the strike zone and you know, try to keep these guys off balance.
In terms of just, like, what the MRI showed you and then having a deep tendonitis in the first ball, is that
I think that's best case scenario for sure. But if you want more detail in terms of the diagnosis and the medical side, I think make sure you ask Nick.
Is there a particular reason to accept this player today against Ryan?
Well, no real reason. I mean, you know, the matchups, we look at all aspects of it, and I think some righties have had success against the starter tonight. And you take all things into consideration when you, you know, make a decision to try to put your best nine out there. Yeah, he's one of our better hitters, so you try to get your better hitters to the top of the lineup. You know, I think it's ball in play. You know, Tony being in the nine, it's basically a second leadoff spot for Tony back there, and you know, getting some guys on in front of them.
Just obviously Ramon on the screen back. What's kind of just the anticipation, the excitement? Obviously, knowing the type of guy he's been to the clubhouse for 3 years now.
Yeah, you know, Ramon on Sunday, I know he'll be excited. You know, he's been away for a while. We all know how much Ramon loves the game of baseball, and so it'll be good for him personally and for us as a team. You know, getting some more experience in the lineup, getting a professional at bat in the lineup that you know, has had success here at this level. It's all positive.
Do you have any more sort of clarity at this point? How you think that thing is like the
depth is a good thing, and in terms of, you know, the outfield situation, we're going to look at this. I mean, we've got 15 games in 13 days, so we've got a long stretch in front of us. We know how difficult it is to recover in this game, and you know, we'll have a decent rotation, all things considered. Again, it's better to have more than less.